This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends, to the kickoff of the live four-hour Friday global transmission, already the fourth day of December 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Leanne McAdoo will be hosting the fourth hour today. Wow. We've got our reporters on the ground now in Detroit tracking these different Islamic training centers. We've got so much huge breaking news on the economy and so much more. A bunch of big guests coming up today. But here it is out of CNN, the Associated Press. What we told you a day and a half ago, the shooters in San Bernardino had pledged allegiance to ISIS. They had tactical gear, pipe bombs. It was premeditated. It wasn't over the Christmas tree, though I'm sure they did target Christians and Jews and others. I mean, we know that's amongst those that were killed. Some of the other folks, now it's coming out, and that's what we're working on, who were connected to Islamic groups, weren't left alone. That's the way it always is with a jihad, and Obama is proud of his work. Here's John Bowne's report.
Let's just call it what it is, because we can. At the bare minimum, the coordinated massacre that just took place in San Bernardino, California, was a jihad, as was the 2009 massacre that occurred at Fort Hood. But the media spun that one, too, calling it workplace violence. ABC later reported, attorneys for the victims of the 2009 Fort Hood massacre said that the alleged shooter's admission that he gunned down his countrymen to defend the Taliban proves that the assault was a terrorist attack and not, as the government had implied, workplace violence. But the bought and paid for media, its handlers and the Obama administration won't let up on their warping of reality.
So we've received word that this shooting was not at a Planned Parenthood, so that's at least some perspective on where the shooting may be taking place. Obviously, with what happened,
there are Planned Parenthood nearby. Is that?
That may be the case.
Within minutes of the shooting, a deluge of leftists on Twitter immediately blamed the massacre on white people, conservatives, Donald Trump supporters, the NRA, the Second Amendment, pro-lifers, and men in general. After the shooters were named as an Arab man and woman, progressives suddenly lost all interest in the story. While media would have us all shelter in place in gun-free zones to be picked off like scared little rabbits, gun sales skyrocketed days before the shooting, during Black Friday, breaking record background checks. And the whole debacle stinks of a false flag funded by the mysterious $50+ billion Americans blindly throw at the avalanche of liberty-devouring alphabet agencies illegally surveilling and manipulating the public consensus to keep the Big Brother machine rolling. The Inland Regional Center that was attacked in San Bernardino, California, had been conducting active shooter drills for months. The LA Times writes, at first, Dorothy Vong assumed it was a drill, just like all the others at her work at the Inland Regional Center, where she's a nurse.
That puts
the staff
in
works with clients and parents of clients who are sometimes
See, that's
angry.
Soft mind
they have active shooter drills every month or so. The devout Muslim man and mail-order Pakistani bride that unleashed the coordinated attack at the Inland Regional Center had been creating remote-controlled bombs in their home, predetermined preparation to commit violence on a large scale by two radicalized Muslims. That's right, radicalized. Call it what it is. CNN reports Syed Rizwan Farouk, one half of the couple behind the San Bernardino shooting massacre, was apparently radicalized and in touch with people being investigated by the FBI for international terrorism, law enforcement officials said on Thursday. Not a workplace grievance, Washington. This has jihad written all over it. In my humble opinion, we are reaching a point eclipsing any talk of impeachment or the evocation of the 25th Amendment, considering President Obama's sanity or lack thereof. We may have arrived at a point when Frank J. Larkin, Sergeant-at-Arms and doorkeeper of the U.S. Senate, being the only officer that can arrest the Manchurian candidate currently quarterbacking an American jihad in the United States, must dust off the handcuffs and enter the Oval Office. John Bowne for InfoWars.com.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigyrex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com, or call 888-253-3139.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Fear is the passion of slaves, and this man knows no fear. He is Alex Jones.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief.
Too much confusion.
There's too much confusion.
I can't get no relief.
I can't get no relief.
Well, the relief's here. It's called the InfoWar.
Being informed, being involved, having a long-term historical lens through which to view the world. Not taking preconceived notions and stereotypes into account, but actually researching what's unfolding. That's what we do here, live. 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, 4 hours a day. Now for almost 19 years, weekdays. Been on air 21 years, coming up in about a month and a half. I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Friday, December 4th, 2015. Joe Biggs and crew are visiting different radical Islamic centers that have been reported around the United States, reported training camps, you name it. And we've got very powerful drone footage over one of the more famous ones in upstate New York, known as Islamabad. They call it that themselves, and they've now gotten out of the area and have gone to Detroit, so they're able to report on what actually happened in New York fully coming up in about 25 minutes from now. They're also going to be going to Dearborn and other areas that have been fully Islamified. And whether you're for that or against that, we're just detailing something that mainstream media does not really focus on.
Then we have Paul Joseph Watson joining us as well. Peter Schiff and more today. Peter Schiff, obviously, on the economy. U.S. health spending hits $3 trillion as Obamacare and rising drug costs kick in. It's massively increasing the overall cost of health care, the opposite of what they promised. Initial jobless claims in the U.S. rose massively last week, 269,000. S&P posts biggest drop since September, Standard & Poor's. That is just some of the economic news on that front. We'll be talking about for 30 minutes with Peter Schiff today. Again, Paul Joseph Watson will be joining us on the latest that's unfolding with the terrorist attack that they now admit did take place in San Bernardino, California, a day and a half ago, 2 days ago. This will be 2 days ago in a couple hours. And he'll also be breaking down the expanded war on Christmas. We're all over the U.S. Official colleges from the dean's office or the president are saying red and white or red and green are racist now and are gang colors, hateful to other groups, and do not have secret Christmas parties. Secret Christmas parties will be persecuted, prosecuted, attacked. And I'm reading these statements. It's like the Twilight Zone. Don't disguise a holiday party, you know, don't disguise a Christmas party as a holiday party. That's an actual quote. So you think we're in a tyranny now. This is what young people are learning when they pay $40,000 a year to go to college and to have their development arrested and to be put deep into debt and to basically have a worthless, desperate future where they cling to the system and the promises that they've been told that will deliver them to this wonderful heaven as long as they submit to the latest, greatest political correctness. So that's obviously coming up as well. The war on Christmas and more is coming up. But first, this cultural overwrite of America, this political correctness offensive that's taking place against free speech in any existing culture not controlled by the social engineers, has a real ace in the hole. And whether it's Europe or the United States, whether it's Australia or Canada, they use radical Islamic terror as a way to actually restrict people's free speech, saying we must submit to the radical Islamicist or they will attack us. We must do as they say. And then the government and the socialists organize an alliance with ISIS and others to then take the people's liberties in the name of safety and security and community tranquility when they're the ones dumping in third world Stone Age populations that can't live with each other in peace, much less with us. Then when the terror attacks take place, the Panopticon spy grid is endorsed, it is expanded, and then focused and targeted against the actual liberty-loving populations. So this is a classic problem, reaction, solution. And the social engineers also know that when they have shooting drills for not one, not two, not three, but 4 years, every month at the health department San Bernardino city complex, of big buildings and government activity, a political correct cult of demonizing guns, living in fear, having police drills, learning to put your hands up and march out, protected no one, did it? The neighbor said, yeah, we thought they were planning something. It was very suspicious. They were living right next to him in a duplex where they were making bombs and had body armor and all these guns and weapons. I mean, that's not suspicious at all, is it, when it's two people from Saudi Arabia? But they wouldn't report it because it would have been politically incorrect. That is in the L.A. Times. There's town hall. Neighbor didn't report suspicious activity of San Bernardino killers for fear of being called racist. And so when you have drills every month for years, and he worked there for years, imagine an unstable, crazy person who then went to Saudi Arabia, got radicalized, got his wife in Saudi Arabia and came back, ready to commit jihad. You just had a couple months ago when he was in Saudi Arabia, the nation's main clerics, main imams, main religious leaders calling for low-intensity conflict, gun and bomb attacks on soft targets in the West, the great Satan being numero uno target. So you have people coming from that region over here and everyone coddling them and the very liberals that worshipped this jihad being killed. And, of course, Paul Watson wrote an article about it last week. ISIS came out and admitted an alliance with European socialists and told its ISIS operatives, do not target leftists, do not target the socialist parties, do not target those opening the border. Well, obviously, this guy didn't get the memo. And he went and targeted Christians and Jews, that's who they killed, at the workplace, attractive women. There are just hundreds of people in the building. But he targeted the good-looking women. He targeted Jews and Christians. Classic. So some of it was workplace. I don't normally want to back up what Obama's saying, but yeah, show everybody, you know, in your jihad just how manly and tough you are when you gun a woman down begging for her life on her knees, knowing that she'd never have a gun to defend herself. This might try a jihad right here, a 357 Magnum, M4, riot shotguns, armored doors. I mean, we're just not going to roll over. Sorry. Not going to be a cakewalk, not going to be on my knees going, oh, please. But you've got your scumbag leader who they say spoke Arabic and was able to quote the Quran better than some of the top clerics. When he first spoke in Egypt and apologized for America and apologized for Christianity, the Muslim world's mouth was hanging open, especially the Muslim Brotherhood, because he was speaking from passages used mainly by hardcore radical Sunnis. And they hit their knees and they said, is this the return of the imam, of the Mahdi? And now many radicals do believe Obama is the Mahdi. And I used to hear this 6-7 years ago from people, WorldNet Daily, Joseph Farah, Glenn Beck picked it up. And I just said, there is no way that's actually happening. Our elites, as corrupt as they are, would not pull something like this. Well, they are. I just cannot believe it myself. Now, it's a clash of civilizations. I believe down the road they're going to crush it. But our liberty's in the process. Now, for about 6-7 hours after the attacks happened 2 days ago, up until about 8 at night, and we've done reports on it. We've shown you the articles, the video clips. CNN, MSNBC, ABC News, NBC, CBS said, probably a white person, probably a right-winger. It's Donald Trump's fault. There were three articles I saw saying, fresh off Alex Jones's show, there's a mass shooting. I bet him and Donald Trump are proud of themselves now. So, within minutes, they were blaming people who were pro-Second Amendment. And then they've been covering up the last day and a half since it came out that they were terrorists connected to ISIS. ISIS praised the attacks that burned down America. Here's the headline, CNN, it's also in the Associated Press, San Bernardino shooting, attacker pledged allegiance to ISIS, officials say. And they've gone into their computers, all the rest of it, and they'd also pledged to him, to Barak al-Baghdadi on Facebook. Three U.S. officials familiar with the investigation told CNN. Malik Post was made on an account with a different name. One U.S. official said the official did not explain how they knew Malik made the post. Well, they all got their little jihad handle gnome de plumes where they go out and have their fun and their recruiting. And they just sit here in the middle of this Babylonian decadent nation that I personally have a lot of problems with, too. And they just flip out, folks. Can you imagine hanging around in San Bernardino in the middle of Liberal Central in there? And they're in there totally untouched. I mean, a Jew can't walk down the street in Saudi Arabia without getting killed. A Christian, you try to speak out, you'll be put in prison or executed. This is the, quote, tolerance the left wants to ally with, and they bring these people in, and you've got these fawning liberal Jews, fawning liberal white and black people, Hispanics, and they're just getting guns put right to their heads and having their heads blown off. While people literally scream, God is great. What do you think a lot of these atheists thought as they were getting hit by that, and Christians and others? This is so sick. I mean, before all these, quote, liberals say, bring in all these refugees, you understand Saudi Arabia and others tried to just take over Syria. It's very nice land compared to Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia took it over 80 years ago before. This isn't their first rodeo. And they're there, and they got their butt kicked by the Russians now, so they're all fleeing to Turkey and then to America. And There are going to be attacks every week or every month now. It's going to get bad. And they're going to try to take our guns. In fact, Obama has announced it. They're coming for our guns.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions. Silver solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Farmer, I make a living off the land. I ride a John Deere tractor. I'm a liberated man. The rain, it hasn't fallen since the middle of July. And if it don't come soon, my crops will die.
The bankman says he likes me.
The bankman says he likes me, but there's nothing he can do. He tells me that he's coming, but the clouds are coming too. he ain't my friend. And I'll rise again.
Well, Willie, as bad as the old-fashioned bankmen were locally, they aren't 1/100th as predatory as the big six global banks that have written regulations all over the world to shut down all the small local banks. And it's pretty near impossible now to get a small business loan or a farm loan. They only give the big companies the loans. And the banks do still classically try to call in those notes a few years early, hoping you can't pay when you've been paying 18 years on a 20-year or 25-year note on that farm or that house. They try to come in and repossess it. And they're doing it all with fiat made-up money from the Federal Reserve that they get for zero. It's a big club, and we ain't in it, to quote Carville. And a lot of folks out there that don't realize how much trouble we're in and buy into the social warfare garbage, they think the average guy that has a new Mercedes or a five-bedroom house is rich and somehow screwed him over, so if he falls, they're going to get wealthy. They don't understand that it's the big mega-rich that are openly funding the class warfare itself to bring down the wealth ladder. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the landlord has now invited the media into the killer's home in San Bernardino, California. There really is no end to this. And I talk a lot about how we see a overthrow of reality, an overthrow of common sense by design. Obama's bringing in the so-called refugees. Almost 99% of them, I mean, it's in the high 90s, are Sunni Wahhabists. Most of them, upwards of 80%, have fake passports and aren't even from Syria. They aren't vetting them. They're bringing them in. They won't let anybody look at them. When they disappear, the federal government says don't worry about it. And they keep parroting, these aren't terrorists, this isn't a terror attack, until it's proven that they've got Facebooks pledging allegiance to the leader of ISIS. And, of course, linking to Al-Qaeda. It's the same organization, the same movement. And so it was George Carlin that said, it's a big club, and we ain't in it. And he goes, you know, the test score is never going to get better because the nation's owners, the owners want us dumb. And, you know, we interviewed George Carlin once when he was doing a book signing. One of my reporters did. And we said, what do you think of 9/11, the official story? And he goes, I don't buy any of it. You think you can believe anything this government does? It's been used to take our liberties and our freedoms. Now, again, does that mean that the average cop ran the attacks or the average military person? No. The media always spun that like the post office ran the attacks. Alex Jones believes the post office ran the attacks and the NYPD. They actually said that. He believes the government did it. No. The government allied with Saudi Arabia, bare minimum, let it happen to take our liberties, and they've been proven. And that's why I've been demonized by the criminals in government. Not the government, but the criminal element that knows what's going on, because we understand, folks, that they are allowing radical Islamists to come in and to attack us, and then they turn around like Obama has done, and I'll play it after the break, with his White House press secretary saying, yes, the president believes gun control is the answer. That's right. These people got the guns legally through a background check from someone who got them from the police. But in California, even if it's a private sale, they call it, you know, the private sale gun show loophole. They don't have that loophole in California. In California, they bought the guns, as Arnold would say, legally. They bought the guns through the system. And then they're next door in a little duplex making bombs and jihad talk. And the neighbors are all freaked out and scared. And so they have Stockholm Syndrome. And so they don't tell anybody. what we're always talking about here. This is classic sin. We all lose our freedoms because of Saudi Arabian terrorists. They'll probably attack Iraq. Obama will probably blow Iraq up and said they did it again.
CCN Radio Network.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Footage, live feeds from CNN, MSNBC, where the mainstream corporate media, the Decepticon media, is being allowed into the reported killer's home. And, of course, they're digging through their websites. They're digging through their photos. They're creating just a media bonanza in here that will selectively be reported. Now, our reporters are in Detroit. They're out in the middle of nowhere in upstate New York yesterday. They drove to Detroit. They're going to be reporting from there today. Then they're going to be going to California to report on the American caliphate and then back to other states that we've not listed yet. They were in Islamabad, one of the most famous centers that no one's been able to get into, in upstate New York. So they're going to be until next week out there on the road. Joe Biggs is going to be joining us here in just a moment from Detroit with the crew. But the media, and we're analyzing it right now live on air, is now basically showing how these people lived. Now, before we go any further, we also have drone footage we're going to be showing at Islamabad
and getting the details and the background of it and what Homeland Security had to say to our reporters as well now that we're out of the state of New York. We have to report on what's happening in detail once we're out of that particular state and once we've moved away from these particular centers for obvious reasons. Now, they're also reporting now that he was arguing with Christians at work, evangelicals, Christmas trees, Christians. It was their fault. See, they didn't submit to radical Islam, and so they had to pay. So we all have to tailor ourselves and our speech to Saudi Arabia's standards, where they execute you for preaching the gospel, where women are executed for having sex out of marriage, where homosexuals are executed. They're going to have 50 executions, what, this weekend, beheadings. People that write poetry about atheism are executed. The left is in a literal lip-lock worship fest because these are fellow totalitarians and they hate Christians as well. So it's a very, very sick group at the top that is in love with the bloodthirsty totalitarianism of radical Islam. But now we know something even more insane. When I say this has false flag on it, false flag that our government opened the border, our government brought these people in, our government vetted this Saudi Arabian woman 2 months ago, that he brought back his bride or his terror partner, whatever she was, and they knew where he was going, they knew who he was seeing, they knew what he was doing on Facebook. I mean, we had Homeland Security call up Joe Biggs' number, and then Josh's number, and then our other reporter's number 2 nights ago, when they didn't have their numbers or even know what reporters I had in New York other than Joe Biggs. They went right into their database, what flights they were on, their phone numbers, where they were traveling, the GPS in the phone marks where you travel. It's just like GPS in your car. It was designed to do that, and then the police are like, the head of the counterterrorism task force, one of the heads that talked to us was like, well, I can't get into the technology, but yes, we know right where you are. Oh, really? I mean, when that guy was probably in high school, I was exposing what was going to happen. Not because I'm smart, but because I'm informed. I just love how these Homeland Security guys act like we don't know what's going on. We blew the Stingray systems open a decade ago. We proved it all 2 years ago with the secret documents out of Seattle. We've blown more of these illegal operations than anyone else. And by the way, I'm not overtly proud of that because it's dangerous. I don't like actually being the 8,000-pound gorilla smashing globalists all over the place. I mean, they know it, we know it, but I finally just realized, why not just let the audience know the real power of InfoWars? We are a slaughterhouse politically crushing tyranny, thanks to you and everything you do and your support and spreading the word. We just cut right through their garbage like a hot knife through butter. And I'm on enemies with the average Homeland Security person. But they are selected out of the state police and local departments because they buy into the Southern Poverty Law Center ADL line. Well, you got to decide. You want to go along with the establishment line or do you want to see this country not be destroyed? Because we've been proven right. We know what we're talking about. We are the good guys. We're here to help. Okay, you got that? This country is on the razor's edge of fully collapsing. And now this, Washington Post, false flags, true believers and trolls, understanding conspiracy theories after tragedies. A lawyer for the family of one of the San Bernardino attackers invoked skepticism over another mass shooting and questioning police accounts in the mass shooting. There are a lot of questions drawn in regard to Sandy Hook and whether or not that was a real incident or not, attorney David Chesley said in a video uploaded to British tabloid The Daily Mail. His comments were an apparent reference to conspiracy theories, the 2012 shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, in which 27 victims were killed, the stage to promote gun control agenda. Now, this is now being suggested about this. We'll be talking about it with Joe Biggs in a moment. But here's the difference. Sandy Hook, they didn't send emergency helicopters. They didn't send ambulances. They sent porta-potties first. They had PR. They launched an email internally through Bloomberg's anti-gun group, get ready tomorrow, we're about to make a big move. That came out. They had the students marching in circles like it was a drill in and out of the same building. There weren't shootouts on the streets. There weren't pipe bombs. There weren't hundreds of witnesses. There weren't real people with backgrounds. We saw weird stuff where somebody would be laughing, go, oh, the news is on, and then do the famous actor deal where you hyperventilate and start crying for the camera. We caught Anderson Cooper doing weird blue screens, green screens with his nose disappearing and the same loop tapes. I mean, I don't know what's fake about it. I don't know all the details because it's fake. We don't know exactly what happened. Did they really kill people? I don't know. All I know is it's as phony as a $3 bill. This isn't phony as a pure false flag because you've got jihadis. You've got a global call. You've got ISIS being real, invading multiple nations in Africa, in the Middle East. And InfoWars, again, is being demonized. Was San Bernardino shooting a false flag? And Joe Biggs asked the question, pointing out they had all these drills. But from the perspective of defining a false flag, if you open the door up and let a burglar know they can break in at a certain time, you're now involved with the burglar. So there's different types of false flags. You open the door, you let people in, just like Hebdo, just like Europe, just like all of these cases, and then you're aiding and abetting. That's what we're saying when we talk about false flag. And then you have the drills constantly, so these weak-minded, mentally ill people, every month for years having a drill there of a mass shooting, get it in their head. ABC News in 2001 had a death education special on 2020. I did reports on it at the time, admitting that just a few years after death education started nationwide after Columbine, Columbine was the pilot school for it in the late 90s. Suicides tripled in girls, doubled in boys, because they were teaching 11-year-old girls how to commit suicide by tying a shoestring around their neck and tying it to the coat hanger, the hat rack or the coat rack in the stalls. So little girls get depressed. Now they've been taught how to commit suicide. It explodes. You start hyping gun drills and active shooter drills and make it part of the culture, it becomes something people then begin to think you're supposed to do. You don't go home and commit suicide. You go get a bunch of guns and go shoot a bunch of people at a gun-free zone. In fact, WorldNet Daily did an article on it that they actually found from 1999, Death Education at Columbine High. Boom. Samuel Blumenfeld. Remember interviewing him about that. So, there you go. It tripled suicide in girls. And any advertisement agent will tell you that 80% of advertising is targeted at women because on average they believe they're, quote, more impressionable. That's not what I say. It's what the establishment says. And who are the Democrats targeting? And again, that's on average. It's not saying women are as smart as men. Women can be told, come to the collective, trust us, we love you. Let us teach your 10 and 11 and 12-year-old daughters how to put a shoestring around their neck and hang themselves so they don't do it. And then the suicides tripled. They used to have cases when they would have a particularly powerful play in England 300, 400 years ago of Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet that routinely women would go home and drink poison or slip their wrist. Because it was so powerful, the love of Romeo and Juliet killing themselves to not be separated. Women would go and kill themselves. And that's what they teach the little girls, how sad it is. And they show them cases of other little girls that killed themselves and show them video reels. And the little girls, out of solidarity a lot of times, go in sad and want to join them and put the thing around them. And the government knew this full well. They knew full well. So, this is what they've now done. And now you're going to continue to see the mass shootings because this is our culture. This is what America does. This is our pastime. We don't have barbecues, you know, at the government centers. No, they have shoot 'em up drills. We're going to go to Joe Biggs here. We're going to keep him into the next hour some so he can continue to analyze what's happening. And then we're going to take calls in the second hour, cover a ton of news. Paul Watson joins us at the start of the third hour. Leanne hosts the fourth hour, Leanne McAdoo. We've got so much other news we're going to cover as well, the global government summits, the rest of it, because while we're busy watching this, they're coming after our Second Amendment. We'll play some clips of that in a moment. But first off, I need to really belabor this because it is the best deals of the year that we're offering right now. Free shipping ends the 18th. I'm extending it. It will end then. You're still guaranteed to get any of the items from InfoWarsStore.com if you order on or before the 18th inside the United States. We are ending this special today because supplies are so limited. I don't want to end up running out of it by the end of the year. So we're going to stop now so that we have enough of it until more comes in. But tonight at midnight, $9.95, silver bullet, 30% off X2 Nation Iodine. That all ends at midnight tonight. $9.95, 2 ounce, super high quality, 30 parts per million, the best colloidal silver we can get in the country, private label from the biggest laboratory in the United States, the most respected, who bottles for scores of other names, who sell it for $24, $30, you name it, discounted at $19. We have it at $9.95, that ends tonight. Great way to stock up. Great gift to give friends and family as topical or obviously to ingest, but tell them to consult their healthcare provider. There's a lot of demonization of silver because we found it to be so effective. $9.95, X2, 30% off, a bunch of other specials, InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. And there are several other specials that will end Monday that you can check out at InfoWarsStore.com as well. We then have the InfoWars Power Pack that has every type of conceivable charger you can imagine on it, every type of plug-in. The InfoWars Premium Power Pack will jump standard vehicles and has a big, powerful LED torch on it and other accessories. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a third the size of a small briefcase. I mean, it is the size of a small woman's purse, or a smaller purse, a small woman's purse. Teleprompter free here, folks. You cannot beat this. It's $119. The same unit, not private labeled, sells for $150, $160 on Amazon. Other competitors that aren't even as powerful are $140, $145. No one that we've seen can beat this deal. This is as low as it goes. But it doesn't matter. You're getting a high-quality unit. You're supporting the InfoWar. This will sell out by next week. We'll get more in by next year. Very popular item. I've got one in both my cars, my truck and my car. I've got one at home, one here at the office. I've got folks that work here at the office that are buying them because it's such a game changer. Again, it's so small. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. There's a bunch of other specials as well. Be sure and check those out today on water filtration, on non-GMO heirloom seeds, on Hillary for Prison shirts. You've only got 14 days to order that. Maybe longer, but the point is we're not ordering anymore. When it might even sell out before the 18th, but this is a limited edition. I said I'd sell it through December. That's it. What we've got of Hillary for Prison is it, and then it's over. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we'll cover Islamabad in New York, where Joe was, what Homeland Security had to say to him, what's happened since we talked to him yesterday when we come back from break. But I really cannot overstate how much the media is spinning and how much the mainstream media is deceiving when they're basically saying that InfoWars is saying the shootings didn't happen in San Bernardino. Day one, we said it happened. Day one, we said it was Islamic radical terror. We're on record up one side and down the other. But, folks, this is weaponized media. Joe Biggs said, was San Bernardino shooting a false flag, pointing out that police guns got to them, they were being protected, no one stopped them, and the government let them come in and do this. That's a false flag. When you let somebody do something, when you help them to go after our guns, which Obama says he's doing. So they are twisting the meaning and then implying that, without quoting us, that we said it didn't happen. This is what they're going to do. They're going to say that we said the moon landings are fake. They're going to say that I believe in space aliens and giant wasp under the Capitol or under the UN. Remember, Rachel Maddow said that I literally believe giant wasp live under the UN building. I never said that. I never said anything about aliens. They know it's not true. Once I said the elites are crazy out at the CIA training center in San Francisco, and I've read in multiple books, including some of the stuff Timothy Leary wrote about, that the elites believe when they're hallucinating on DMT and stuff that they're contacting other dimensions. They made movies about it, Men Who Stare at Goats. I didn't write that book. I didn't say and do all that. I did have General Stubblebine on who ran the program. But see, so I report on stuff going on, and then they say I'm saying it. They also say I say I'm, you know, that I'm deeply racist or that I'm behind the Boston bombing. It's because we're so effective, folks. They've got to demonize us. Now, I'm going to skip this one network break so that we have more time to break this down. But, Joe Biggs, this is what we see unfolding. And regardless of whether this is a classic false flag or they open the door and it's a partial false flag, it doesn't matter because they did open the door up, and this really shows desperation. I notice you have a giant mosque in, behind you where they have five times a day call to prayer. And you have the American flag flying at half mast there, I guess, for the folks that died. So that's nice. So Joe Biggs, tell us exactly what you've discovered in a few minutes. But first off, specifically, you and I are being demonized in the Washington Post and a bunch of other newspapers right now that we're saying no one died and it's a hoax without ever having us actually say that. This is desperate disinformation.
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com. Now we're standing in front of the Islamic Center of America. This is the largest mosque in the United States. And let's get back to a point from the trip to Islamburg, the fact that you brought up earlier, the fact that this terrorism task force, everyone knew that I was going to be on this trip because it's out there. You said you were sending Joe Biggs, but no one knew the crew that was going to be there. So this shows you that the government can track down individuals, know their locations in remote areas, and the guy even knew the city we were in. So you mean to tell me that in San Bernardino, this couple has basically an IED-making facility inside their home, 11 pipe bombs, tons of ammunition and weapons, and they had no clue about it? That's where the false flag comes from. It's not saying that people didn't die. Obviously, people died. But the fact that they can track me and you to a location in remote New York and know that I'm going to Islamburg, but they're going to sit here and tell me that they're right down the road, they're already ready in gear, they've been conducting active shooter drills for the past few months at that same location, but they had no clue that this was going to happen, that this all sparked because of a dispute at a party. No one has a dispute at a party and then all of a sudden just goes, well, I think I got some pipe bombs at home and some ammunition. I'm going to go shoot these people.
Absolutely. And he did hate the Christians. He did hate the Christians, the Jews, and others that were there. That's now coming out. He did pick his targets, just like in Mali. They would, if you could cite the Quran 2 weeks ago, they wouldn't kill you. Same thing in the theater. Same thing in the theater. Same thing at all these places. So they are picking who they want to kill, but that's the final action. This is premeditated.
Yes, exactly. It's premeditated, which means we have a government that spies on people heavily. Obviously, they found Josh's number, found where he was in New York, so they can find that kind of information. So the fact that they're going to sit here and lie and go, well, we didn't know where this came from, is complete and total BS. You know, I don't understand how they can push that. People are going to sit there and go, you know what? I just think this randomly happened. No, it didn't randomly happen, and they knew it was going to happen. And then immediately following, I mean, within minutes, you have Hillary Clinton coming out and going, no, not in my country. We need to do something about gun control. And Obama's coming out and exploiting the situation just like he did in Oregon. We need to do something about this. We need stricter gun control. Well, California has some of the strictest gun control in the nation, and that didn't work out too well. Guess what? There's people out there who want to do bad things. There's people out there that have hate in their heart and want to do something. Now, if you look at the history of his wife, she was from Saudi Arabia. He flew there and went to this event, came back, met her online, went back to go get her, and got a fiancé visa. The Hill is now reporting that they believe that she is the one who radicalized him and got him to essentially do this attack. And then earlier before the attack, on her Facebook page, she pledged allegiance to ISIS. So this is out in one of the articles from The Hill. That's what's happening right now. That's the latest news. But for anyone to come out here and attack us because we're questioning what's going on, the fact that active shooter drills were being conducted in the days leading up to this, there was already a SWAT team on standby, which is why they acted so quickly.
Oh, I'm telling you, they'd been given tips, but because of political correctness didn't act.
The neighbors even said that they were scared to report their neighbors because they would be considered, you know, Islamophobic or racist or hateful in some kind of way. So that's how ridiculous it's turned out from. Someone reported Clock Boy, and now he's suing Irving, Texas for, what, $15 million? And now people here were too scared to report something that they thought was suspicious, like with the Clock Boy, and now 14 people are dead. So political correctness is killing people.
And then you go past that, Homeland Security, if they get word, most of the time does stand down, because even if it's outsider Islamists, not even from this country, they'll then turn it around and use it against the Second Amendment. In fact, let's go to the White House press secretary and hear what he had to say yesterday about the Second Amendment and the fact that Obama does intend to go after the guns. And as you just said, Hillary has also said she's going after the guns. They're going to bring more refugees in, more jihadis in, and then they're going to take our guns when they kill us. Here it is.
President Obama yesterday jumped to say that this mass shooting means it's time for common sense gun laws. Does the president really think that common sense gun laws would deter terrorists now that he has admitted these two may have been terrorists?
Yes. The president believes that passing common sense gun laws that makes it harder for people with bad intentions to get guns makes the country safer.
But so the president thinks that when there are potentially two terrorists sitting around planning a mass murder, they may call it off because President Obama has put in place common sense gun laws.
Well, Peter, we're still learning of the precise motives of the individuals who carried out this heinous act of violence yesterday. One thing we do know is that the four firearms they were wielding were legally purchased under the laws that are in place now. That's a fact. So that might lead some to conclude that we should have made it a little bit harder for them. Would that have changed the entire
outcome? Okay, let's stop just right there. I have CBS News admitting that they got these guns 4 years ago from a friend because of California law, did the background check, went through the system. You're going to have people that don't have a felony who are going to end up being crazy terrorists. They're going to be able to go out and get guns, or they're going to go rob somebody's house for guns, or they're going to steal them out of a cop car. They're going to get guns, just like in France. They're going to come after us. We deserve to have guns to protect ourselves, as the head of Interpol has said, as Sheriff Arpaio has said, as the Detroit police chief has said. This is common sense. How dare them bring these people in, protect them, know what they're doing, let them attack us, and then blame the Second Amendment, and how dare the media, now, 2 days into this, still be trying to spin it wasn't terrorists, even after they admit the attackers pledged allegiance to ISIS, officials say. Unbelievable, Joe Biggs.
Yeah, it's completely and totally ridiculous, but, you know, many props to, like you said, some of the different people calling for people to arm themselves, like the chief of police in Detroit. There was another guy in New York. I can't remember the name of the town. It starts with a U. I posted his sheriff's department post on my page on Facebook. Maybe someone can find it and pull it up. But he said, hey, I want to call on every single person out there that has a concealed carry permit to arm yourself. Go out, go to the range, shoot, be proficient in this weapon and know how to use it, know the laws, and do it the proper way. He says, because the more people we have that are armed, the less this stuff's going
to
happen.
That's right. And Joe Biggs, make no mistake, they're coming for our guns. I've talked to insiders in D.C. I've talked to the top experts. They say the word is they're coming next year for the free speech, for the guns, with our medical freedom, with forced inoculations. They're going to start huge fines for Obamacare. It's all coming 2016. Folks, get ready. They are coming. Time is running out, to quote Matt Drudge. I want to come back to you, Joe, and talk about Islamberg. I keep calling it Islamoberg. It's a joke. Islamberg and this famous facility that you were able to go up, talk to them, Homeland Security and more. Now what you've seen after you've gotten to Detroit, I'm very pleased. I'm going to show the screenshot again of the mosque if we can, or a live video feed. If you're a radio listener, we also simulcast television with reporters all over the world. We're going to have reporters next week from The New American with video feeds in Paris for the key parts of the World Government Summit. Here we are at the big Islamic Center of America in Michigan, outside Detroit, biggest mosque in the United States. They have their Islamic flag at half-mast and the stars and stripes at half-mast. Most big mosques come out and don't condemn these attacks. I'm glad that they've condemned the attacks, and I'm glad that they have the flags at half-mast. So that's a good thing, because we need good people in Islam to decry these jihads, because these jihads are going to be used to set you up as well for a clash of civilizations. Stay with us.
Visit GCNLive.com today.